everybody. Test, test. Ah, there it is. It was always there. You ever look for something in your fridge, only to be staring right at it? That's this guy. That's who I am. Thankfully, I have a great wife who can say, hey, it's right behind the milk. I found it. All right. What's up, Tile friends? I'll be brief today. Hope everybody's having a good Thursday. How's your week? Let me know in the comments. I'm live so we can have a few chats here. We've got mainly three topics to cover today. And again, it won't take long. I want to cover, we had that survey, and thank you all. We had almost 300 people fill out our Tile Money survey. And that was really designed to allow me to craft content for you and to kind of, shape Tile Money for you, the audience, the listener, the Facebook user, Facebook member, however you want to say it. And I appreciate everybody taking that survey. We're going to give away six different gifts today. I've got a couple Ledger Board Pros, and this is a special green edition, Tile Money green edition with the Tile Money logo on the Ledger Board Pro. I want to give a shout out to my friend David Sandana and the Ledger Board Pro for making some green ledger boards for us. So we're going to give away a handful of green Ledger Board Pros, and we're going to give away some new Tile Money swag, some new Tile Money University swag. Chris, what's going on, brother? How's California treating you today, brother? Thanks for joining us from YouTube. We're live on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn. So we're going to do that right away, and then we're going to discuss the purpose of Tile Money, why Tile Money exists, and kind of where we're going. And then I do want to announce the Tile Money University. So let's have a look at the random number generator here. And what I have is a list of almost 280 people that filled out this survey. And so we're going to generate six numbers here, and then we'll give away six different gifts. Good to hear it. Good to hear it, man. You guys still having fighting fires, or I saw you guys got some rain down there, didn't you? All right, let's generate some numbers. All right, first winner, number 164. Number 164. Second winner, number 47. Third, 211. Fourth, 156. Fifth, 274. Sixth, 249. All right, so you might be wondering, what do those numbers mean? Well, I have a, I'm going to show you right here. I'm going to go through, I collected text messages, but I did not collect names necessarily. So those text messages there all represent, are those numbers we just picked represent people's phone numbers. So that's what we're going to do, and I'll be texting you if you won. Congratulations to the six lucky winners. You're either going to get a brand new swag. I'll ask you if you want a hat, or do you want a t-shirt, or do you want a Ledger Board Pro? First come, first serve. Thank you for tuning in from Facebook. Appreciate you. All right, so now that we've picked the winners of the Tile Money gifts, again, I want to thank everybody for filling out that survey we did. We had over 280 people fill it out to help us craft our content and to help serve you better. We appreciate it. Now we're going to talk about why Tile Money exists. And then after that, I'm going to talk about the Tile Money University. So I've been online since 2007, since before Facebook. I'm still talking to some people I was talking to 2007 online. And we were all in John Bridge forums, right? And so one thing I realized is there wasn't one place just to discuss business topics for tile installers. And so when I, wanted to talk about business, it was often shut down. It's a difficult subject. Many would say it's impossible to discuss business. And so that's why Tile Money today exists. That's why the podcast exists. The podcast exists because of the powerful transformation in my business and life after just 6 to 12 to 18 months of listening to podcasts nonstop, business podcasts in particular. That was my, that was and still is what I prefer to listen to. And so when I realized that, a good way to communicate and to impart knowledge. What's up, Ben? Hamilton Tile, good to see you, brother. And when I realized the power of the podcast, you know, the short format or the long format, but really a discussion amongst peers and business, I realized, hey, this has to happen for the tile industry. And that's exactly why it exists today. The Facebook group, we keep it strictly for business. A lot of people might say, well, you know, the installation and, you know, the techniques and the material, that all wraps into business. And this is true. And I do also, you know, understand it's kind of a gray area and such. But the fact of the matter is, for every one business group, Tile Money, you know, and a few others, there's about six other groups dedicated to technical talk, installation talk. So that's all. We just wanted something different. We just wanted to provide that business relief. And really, the whole point of the podcast, the Facebook group, the way I've been designing this is thinking about Luke Miller at 25. Who was Luke Miller at 25? Luke Miller at 25 was a brand new licensed contractor, and he was someone who was searching. I was searching on the internet for business advice. I found, you know, that's when I found the John Bridge forums. That's when I dug in there and I found other resources. But guess what? I had just started a business. It was 2008. The recession had hit. I didn't have money to attend seminars. I didn't have the money to go to coverings. I didn't have the money to get involved in that way. What did I have? I had time and I had the ability to read and listen to things. And that's where I ultimately found relief. So everything I've crafted, and I will say, because I was in real estate and I was in, I built a property management business, I was finding business knowledge elsewhere outside of the tile industry. There's a lot of knowledge people are talking to, a lot of different people with business knowledge. Inside the tile industry, not so much. But when I sold my property management business and got back into tile, I decided, hey, there's no reason we shouldn't have a business podcast strictly for the tile industry, you know, targeted, you know, I should say targeted, because we do have other people. In fact, I have people who, you know, have found tile because they were business owners in maybe another business and they start listening and then they're like, I really think I want to get into tile. And so, you know, we can obviously expand just like I was listening to other businesses. So that's really what it is. It's a business resource that Luke Miller at 25 as a brand new contractor would have wanted and appreciated and valued. And that's how we're going to continue to build this, because that's the person, those are the people, those of you who want it the most. And it's been my surprise as well as humbling to see contractors and hear from contractors who are generations in sometimes saying, we found value in the podcast. We found value in the Facebook group, you know? So I was surprised that, you know, the information that we were putting out was really changing people's lives, not just new tile installers, but also experience, sometimes generations deep. Chris just turned 25. Happy birthday, Chris. Right on, brother. And Chris is a good example of someone that I wanted to help. You know, Chris got married, I think at 18, right, Chris? 17, 18, had a kid and has been, you know, a second generation installer. And somebody who has been building a business, and he just turned 25, right on. Brothers Painting, good to see you. Hope you guys are doing good. And so that's how we've crafted everything. You know, that's really the point of having a strictly business, you know, Facebook group and podcast and so on and so forth. You know, some people, and I want to thank everybody who has donated both in their time. You know, I really value and appreciate people who are in the group from day one, really donating their time and their experience and to help others, you know, and coming on the podcast too. All the audience, all the interviewees who have came on the podcast and shared their experience. Why do people want to donate? You know, some people donate their money on Patreon. You know, some people ask others to donate. Why do people donate either their money or their time? Well, they found value. And often mentors who you know, reach a level of success, they're eager to and happy to share and spur on others. And so they come on the podcast, they're active in the Facebook group, and they share their knowledge, you know. And why charge? Why do we charge? Why do we encourage for donations? because we're building something of value, it's not a hobby, it's really important that tile money exists, you know, as I say, beyond the mustache, you know, beyond Luke Miller. I'm very eager to the day to find a replacement for myself, not because I'm in a rush. What I'm expressing here is I'm thinking long-term, you know, 10 years and beyond. I'm really thinking long-term with tile money. That's why it's a business. That's why I encourage you to have a business from the beginning. I've told you, charge more. Not just to charge more and pad your pockets, and I've always said this, but to build something sustainable, something that your kids could have, you know, something that you can give back to the community, something that you can give your employees better money, something that you are very proud of. That's what tile money is. That's why we charge. That's why I've viewed this as a job, as a sincere pursuit, a worthy pursuit. Because it is important that we, you know, what if it was a hobby? You know, I knew when I was leaving California that I had two roads. My tile contractor business was taking off and getting busier and busier. I had a young family, a two-year-old daughter, and I knew that, you know, I would have to choose one or the other. And this was the larger goal. This was the more difficult thing to do by far after spending years building my business. However, it's the more important thing. And so that's really why we do things a little bit differently in tile money, yes. And I want to always look and survey the audience and poll the audience like I did to make sure that we're doing things on track, you know, to be able to help the audience and help tile contractors even further. You know, I want you to increase your profits so that you can build better businesses, so that you can treat your employees better and all that good stuff. You know, I want to make sure that this is around beyond, you know, beyond me. So the Tile Money University now, let's talk about this. So this has been a long time in the works. This is really something that I had envisioned from day one. You know, I'm somebody who, I've been teaching myself, you know, how to speak. First of all, how to interview, how to do the podcast. And thank you for your patience as you loyal listeners have, you know, put through some bad sound and some stupidity out of my mouth and things of that nature. But guess what? Everybody has to put their time in. And for 4 years, I've been teaching myself every single week to interview people and gathering more information. And now, you know, we are able to launch the Tile Money University, where we're going to take tile contractors, struggling business owners, and strengthen their business even further. For those of you who feel like you're not getting enough from the podcast, you know, maybe you don't want to listen to 200 episodes, you know, maybe you'd rather, you know, pay a small fee and get right to the point and get some group or even one-on-one coaching. This is really built for you. You know, I want you to build the most successful business you can. You know, I want to impart the knowledge that I've learned over the years through building my own businesses, as well as interviewing, you know, over 100 contractors now. And so together we've built something really, really valuable here. You know, the website, Tile Money University, the link is in the show notes if you want to poke around and look at it. It's going to take you in 6 weeks. You know, it's a five module course. Six module course designed for you to get through that course in 6 weeks. In addition to that, though, in addition to the videos and the worksheets that we have for you, we have the accountability. You know, that's what the weekly Zoom mastermind is for, to get in there, ask questions. Today we have Drake Van Hull joining us, and every month he's going to join us for one of our Zoom masterminds. He's a professional CPA, a professional financial, you know, expert, a bookkeeper, and he helps contractors just like you. So you're going to have access to him once a month to ask your financial questions. You know, that way you don't have to wonder, you know, that way maybe you don't have access to a bookkeeper right now. Maybe you're not able to afford that, you know, but now you do have access to him, and he's very eager to help you. So I'm really looking forward to him, you know, his appearance today at 4. If you want to buy into the Tile Money University today, you still have time. It's 1 o'clock. We got 3 hours, 3 hours, 15 minutes. And Drake's today going to talk about job profitability and how to evaluate it, job costing, you know, how to evaluate whether or not your jobs are profitable. And then that's the best way to learn how to set your prices, you know, to be in the importance of, looking at every single job so that you don't get off track. You know, it's just like driving on the highway. You might miss your exit. You know, you might miss your exit by a few miles. Well, you don't just keep driving. You know, you turn around. So that's the importance of learning how to evaluate each job's profitability, because you don't want to just keep driving aimlessly. You're never going to get there. You know, you might end up out of gas. You know, you need to understand, oh, catch yourself. Oh, I missed my exit. I missed my profitability, you know. All right, so let's see what else. So that's not all, though. We have the 4 Zoom meetings a month, the mastermind. We have the video course, which we'll continue to add to. It's shorter, you know. The way I've designed that, I realize so many of you are very busy, and you want things quick, and you want things shorter and to the point, especially if you're paying for it, and I think that's what you should get. So that's the way we're designing this. Most videos are about 20 minutes or less, and then with the worksheet to help you work through the information. And so we're going to discuss 5 modules, you know, those 5 modules: marketing, sales, operations, administration, and leadership. This is going to help you build a complete business with all of the hats that you wear and you're currently wearing, whether you know it or not, and learning how to put systems behind each one. That way they're replicable and they are something that you can come to count on. And they're also teachable. You can teach others to do it if there's a system. So many small business owners rely on ourselves. But the problem is, you're going to be working for yourself, relying on yourself, until you stop working, if that's the way you do it. Now, I always do encourage the artisans who just like, there's no way in hell I'm ever going to get an employee. Char, you have to learn. You, above all other people, need to learn how to be profitable. Even have your profit margins, your percentage of profit per job, your gross profit, your net profit needs to be much larger, that percentage, than a large company. Why? Because they are making a profit based off of each employee. Somebody told me the other day, the only way to increase your money is to add employees. Well, first of all, what if your prices are wrong to begin with? If you can't make a profit off of one employee, how are you going to make a profit off of 2 or 3 or 4? You're going to keep losing money more and more. And so, and furthermore, it is an artistic trade. You know, I do push back on business coaches who say you have to put systems in place. You have to have employees. You don't have to. As an artist, you could be one of the most expensive artists. And certainly those people, you know, whether we're talking tile or painting or whatever, those people who make artwork, they set the price, and their clients are fewer, and their clients are willing to give them more money. You know, it's as simple as that. And I can help you too. I can help you through this system as well, because even if that's you, you still want systems around marketing. You still need systems around sales. You still need systems around business operations. You need systems around, you know, leadership. You know, you are a leader of your community at that point. And so if you're interested in getting more, you know, definitely go over to, you know, well, the link is in the show notes, tilemoneyuniversity.com, but the link is right here, wherever you're watching this video or listening to it on the podcast. All right, Tile friends. Well, that's it for today. 18 minutes. We're out of here, and I hope everybody's having a good day. Let's see, grab the right music here. Hope everybody's having a good Thursday. I can't wait to see all of you who are joining me in the mastermind, myself and Drake here, in about just over 3 hours from now. All right, Tile friends, we'll talk at you later. We're going to be making shorter and shorter content. I want to give a shout out to Jim Upton. If you're not reading Jim Upton's Grinder, you should really check out the Grinder. It's packed full of good information, and it's something that you really want to check out, because it is a monthly newsletter for the tile world. And he gives really good business advice. One of the business things he told me, and this is why I'm thanking him, is, you know, people don't want to read a full book anymore. And I tend to agree with him. A lot of books get really wordy and they're very repetitive. And there's a reason for repetition, of course. But he said, if somebody could just make a TikTok video of a book. Well, I'm not going to do that. I actually left TikTok. I'm not into it. I think it's insecure. But I am into YouTube a lot. So we're going to do, instead of drawing out the book club, you know, that's why I stopped the Thursday book club, because it just wasn't hitting. You know, I got some feedback. Instead of drawing it out, we're going to take one book per Thursday, you know, possibly two Thursdays if it's a big book. But we're going to try to, you know, give you some highlights out of one book in one Thursday, every Thursday in our book club. And then each one of our other days, we got Monday. Of course, Tuesday is the full podcast. We got Wednesday financials with Drake. And then we got Friday flashback. They're going to continue to get shorter and shorter and shorter because I realize, you know, you're busy at work. And right now I've taken 20 minutes of your time. Thank you very much. We will talk at you tomorrow. We got another Friday flashback. Who will it be? It could be you.